Independence Day Resurgence, the movie, is out on Blu-ray and DVD and digital and all the rest of it at the moment. And part of the whole narrative in the film is about prepping for basically Armageddon, which seems quite apt today. So how do you prep for a planet-wide catastrophe? You may be asking yourself that question today. Richard Madeley, I know he's got a shelter in his garden. Do you remember when the Millennium Bug was happening? I don't know why I remember this. You know when you pick up useless bits of crap that you carry around in your brain for years? I remember when the Millennium Bug was a thing. Richard Madeley did a whole episode of This Morning based on how he was preparing for it. He basically had a shelter. He'd been and bought... Basically, he went proper Partridge and just bought crates and crates of water and batteries. That was basically it, and tinned fruit. But that's one way of prepping. But we need the pros on board, and as you know, Virgin Radio always gets the pros. Steve Hart from UKPreppersGuide.co.uk is on the phone right now. Steve, are you there?
Hello there, Jamie. Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Jolly good. Oh, very nice clear line as well. What is prepping? Tell me.
Prepping to different people is different things. If I take it from the UK perspective, prepping is basically just making sure that if something were to happen, you have the equipment and supplies and the skills to be able to help you get through it. And this could be a minor disaster right through to Armageddon.
Hold on a second. Right.
Simple as that.
What, on your scale of disastrous, on your disastrous scale, what do you class as a minor disaster?
Losing my job.
Oh, okay, fine, right, fine. So
now, if I was to lose my job, I might not be able to find one for another 2 or 3 months. Well, I've got the supplies to keep me going indoors. I don't have to keep going shopping. There's one example.
Okay.
Probably one that many people haven't thought of before. It would be a personal disaster to me.
If I got sacked from my job, I would... Yeah, yeah, you're right. I would run out of food very quickly.
Yeah. It's as simple as that, really. But then, of course, you know, you can go all the way up the ladder to a quite a major disaster. I mean, had the Ebola virus got into the UK, I mean, I think that might have been pretty catastrophic myself.
Wouldn't have been much fun. I tend to agree with you. It's gone quite dark very, very quickly. So how would you prep against the Ebola outbreak, Steve?
Well, a lot of people who already have done. I mean, it's the nature of the disaster that you look to prepare against. And as something like a virus type disaster, in these cases, you'd be looking for equipment, i.e. suitable respiratory masks that can protect you, suitable clothing. Then you'd go the next step as not to go to areas where that particular virus was or that disaster. I mean, it makes sense, really. If you've got a problem somewhere and a disaster and something going on, you're not going to up and move to that place.
Steve, do you have respiratory equipment in your house?
Yes, I do. Yes. Nothing major, but I do. I have, not only for viruses, but for something like... I carry, it's very small, in a pack of equipment that should I be caught, a typical example, the underground, the fires in the underground. And should a disaster happen in the underground in London, what do you see? You see people running around with a handkerchief over their mouth and nose trying to breathe.
Yes.
Well, I carry a very small pouch and it's got a suitable fire-rated respiratory mask in. Nothing major, you know, it's smaller than a little sandwich you'd buy at a shop.
Hold on a sec. You carry this around with you all the time?
I have a little pack with me. Most preppers carry something called EDC, everyday carry.
I've got that.
What that means is
keys, phone, wallet.
Yeah, that type of thing. Now, also, you might want to consider, well, how about a torch? You know, should I be caught somewhere where the lights go out? And I say, I'll use the underground as another example. A torch would be very handy. I know you've got one on your phone, but a torch is just something you might want to put in your EDC. Maybe a multi-tool, like a Swiss Army knife, for example.
I've got, in my bag, I've got a Swiss Army knife and I've got a torch.
Excellent. You're on your way. You could be classed as a junior prepper, Jamie.
A junior prepper. Do I get a badge? Do I get a badge, Steve?
I think I might have to implement that scheme on my website.
You don't carry anything like cyanide around or anything in case they get to you?
No, afraid not. No.
So that's your everyday kind of carry stuff. But we're talking about Independence Day, which is the unknown, which is aliens and stuff.
Yes.
Are you prepared for that eventuality, Steve?
Not quite, but I mean, it would depend where they landed. For example, I mean, having said that, I mean, there's some people on this planet that I wonder where they come from anyway. But
a little bit of politics there. I think I know what you're saying.
Well, I mean, well, you've only got to look at the politicians to see. You know, I mean,
yeah. Let's say aliens landed in London today.
Yes.
What in your bag of tricks? What would you pull out of the bag to kind of protect your beloved?
Well, there's a lot of people seem to think you should just leg it, just run away, just get away from them.
You don't sound like a coward to me.
Well, it depends. It depends on the event. I mean, as in the film,
I've given you a very specific event. Aliens have landed in London, Steve.
Yep.
What do you, the brave Steve Prepper, do?
Right, I stay put. I stay put.
Good man.
Find out. Yeah, exactly. I mean, anybody, if you have something happen, whatever it is, and you decide just to up and go, in effect, you're essentially making yourself a homeless refugee. And nobody likes to see that. And, you know, so why not just stay at home? Hunkering down, we called it in prepping terms.
Okay.
You hunker down, and hopefully you have sufficient supplies, equipment, and knowledge, and that's very important. Knowledge, survival knowledge to get by.
Very quickly, what top three foods to keep in all eventualities of an alien invasion? What's in your pantry?
Well, the most essential is water. Forget
of course,
food,
yeah,
water,
yeah.
You know, you can't survive without water. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And then the foods you want to keep are foods that you actually like to eat.
Free bentos.
Yeah, exactly.
Pies in a tin.
Spam.
Pot noodle.
Yeah, simple things. Things that you could just have to add boiled water to are ideal. Anything that rehydrates.
Smash.
Because you might... That's it. Oh, we love that. Anything that can rehydrate with water is a good food to try and keep. It has good long shelf life. Easy to cook. Supposing you didn't have any power, or lighting, electric, gas.
You could stir, smash. Yeah, you could just add hot water and smash. You could mix that in anything. A shoe, plant pot, anything.
Job done.
Steve Hart from the UK Preppers Guide, you've been fantastic. Thank you so much. And the DVD release of Independence Day : Resurgence is out very, very soon. I think it's out now, isn't it? Is it out now? Out on Monday. It's out this coming Monday. Steve, thank you so much, mate. Take care. And
thank
it's
you.
Good to know when our backs are against the wall that you're there with your Frey Bentos and your respiratory kit. You take care,
mate. It's been a pleasure.
Take care.
It's been a pleasure, Jamie. Thanks to speak to you. Bye.
Bye.